Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Remember, tomorrow we'll be at Buffalo Wild Wings in Bedford. We'd love for you to stop by, come hang out, and have your lunch with us. And right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Really appreciate that. Now it's time to have our conversation with our good friend Kyle Yeomans from DallasCowboys.com. Kyle, how you doing today, man?
What's going on, gentlemen? How are you?
We're making our way through this season the only way we know how. You know, smiling a little bit and trying to finish it out, because
make some people laugh every now and again.
Yes.
Try and keep it positive as much as you can. I feel you.
Yeah, 1% chance of getting in the playoffs doesn't leave a lot, you know, to of hope, but you know, there's still that little sliver, so we're hoping for that. Kyle, when it comes to this Cowboys team and this Carolina Panthers team, are they comparable roster wise?
At this point in the season, yes. So with the way that Dallas has just been decimated with injury and the kind of, I guess, the future outlook for the team and the way that they, it, like you said, the 1% chance is still there, but a lot of the thought around the final four games, maybe not within the locker room, but definitely outside of the locker room, is what does 2025 in 2026 have in store. And that's kind of the same thing for the 3-10 Carolina Panthers. You've got maybe a flip-flop of roles in terms of each unit. Carolina starting to build some confidence on offense, where the Cowboys are trying to build their confidence without DeMarvian Overshown on defense, where the Cowboys offense has been pretty bad, just to keep it completely honest, been pretty bad throughout the 2024 season. The Carolina defense has been pretty bad throughout the 2024 season. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of comparables between the two. Now, going into the season and maybe for the future, probably not. But as we sit here in week 15 and the two teams that are going to meet on Sunday, in terms of those rosters, they're pretty even across the board.
Which is more exciting, Bryce Young's improvement or Stephen Jones go ahead and coming on out and being like, hey, we don't have any money this next offseason?
Oh, man.
Which one's more exciting?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be Bryce Young and his improvement, because, not a super positive outlook from Stephen today.
Nope.
I heard that one.
Are you surprised by that, though?
No, not really. And I think we had talked about it maybe even as early as training camp this past year. When I was joining you guys in the tent at Oxnard, I think we talked about how, there was a lack of spending in terms of free agency in 2024, but the cap situation doesn't get much better. Now,
you could argue it gets worse.
Honestly, it would have. And I think signing Dak and signing CD helps you a little bit. But yeah, you could argue it's worse than it even was back in 2024. So yeah, not super surprising that that's the mentality and that's the conversation. But it is. It's the reality that this salary cap has been for the Cowboys, and it's just unfortunate timing that it comes on the back half of 3 years where you had 12 wins, you had good playoff positioning, and you weren't able to take advantage of it the way you thought.
The running back for Carolina, Chuba Hubbard.
Yeah.
Why? How is he getting over 1,000 yards? Is it just, hey, somebody's got to run the ball, or what's he doing special?
He's been the one constant from their offense throughout the season, because you look at the quarterback position, whether it was Bryce Young, then Andy Dalton, and then back to Bryce Young, you've had inconsistencies there. And now that Bryce Young's kind of finding his way and finding some stride, it just opens up things even more so for Hubbard, who was there through it all. Wide receivers, Xavier Leggett has been in his rookie season, done some good things, but had some ups and downs. Adam Thielen has been on IR for quite some time this year. He's had some ups and downs. Chuba Hubbard has been the consistent, reliable source of production for Carolina. So it kind of goes back to your first reading there. Is somebody's got to move the football. Somebody's got to carry it. And it has been Hubbard. And give credit to him, because I know Jonathan Brooks had a lot of exciting thought around what he could bring to the table. He was never really up to speed, and then he tore his ACL last week against Philadelphia, and just his rookie season hasn't come to fruition the way that people thought it possibly could have. And Hubbard's been that guy that can work into a consistent role. But this is a team that's really good at running the ball, despite what's happening at quarterback. But the real excitement around what Carolina's been doing offensively has been Bryce Young and the way he's starting to click in Dave Canales' system. Kind of got that West Coast feel, but it's like a modernized West Coast where it's get the ball out quick, have some layers for your playmakers to work into. It's really a fun system to dissect on film. And you're going to see a lot of that on Sunday.
I know they still don't have a great record, but have you seen, especially since Bryce has come back, the Panthers mm-hmm. have gone from the absolute worst team in the NFL to, hey, you've shown some progress. Do you think at this point Carolina's seen enough to be like, Bryce Young's our dude next year?
I think they're getting close. Next year, I think he's the dude, but they're really looking. He's a former top pick. Number one overall pick. So they're looking for franchise in the future. And I think they want more sample size, but they're getting closer with each and every week that he plays well. You're getting better as a football team, and you're getting more confidence, not only in Bryce Young, but I think in your coaching staff as well. And I give a lot of credit in their three losses. They're entering with a three-game losing streak, which for no one in the NFL, that's the goal. You're never going to try and lose three straight games. But they've done so by losing by a single possession against Kansas City, reigning Super Bowl champions in back-to-back years, losing by a field goal to Tampa Bay, at least a playoff-caliber team in the NFC, and then last week losing by a touchdown to Philadelphia. They've played well, and then the two games before that they won. So, yeah, when Bryce Young worked back into the fold, they were negative 147 in the point differential, which is worst in the NFL. Negative 147, outscored by that much. They're minus 8 in the last 5 games combined.
Wow.
So they're playing much better football, and the confidence is significant. So if they can continue building that for the final 4 games of the regular season, Carolina might be a team that says, hey, we've got a young head coach, a young quarterback who's looking like a star. Why don't you come play for us where we do have cap room, unlike the Cowboys do? And let's try and build something for the future.
Oh, man. That was impressive work there, Kyle.
We're never going to have cap room again.
when it comes to the play of Cooper Rush, it feels to me that he doesn't strike downfield much. Is there nothing to strike downfield on, or is he holding back on something?
No, it's I think a limitation in what he brings as a quarterback, if I'm being completely honest.
Yes.
He doesn't have the same skill set that Dak does when it comes to throwing downfield, or really a lot of these starters. And that's why he falls into that game manager category, which makes him a good backup quarterback.
Yes.
Is he a great quarterback for the NFL as a starter? Probably not. But if you need him to come in and right the ship and keep things steady, he's still your guy. I know they're trying to get the ball out of his hands quickly. They don't want him holding the ball in this pocket behind an offensive line that's had a revolving door. Despite some of the good play and the good things you've seen up front from guys like TJ Bass and Brock Hoffman, and even Chuma Adoga at times throughout the season, not perfect from his side of things, you have a revolving door on offensive line, and that creates uncertainty. So with a backup quarterback, you're trying to get the football out quick and get on with the play. I think he leads the league in terms of time between snap and release of the football. I think it's like 0.4 seconds. Like, he's really just trying to get the ball out. And if you're doing that, you've got 0.4 seconds to start running a route. And you're not going to get very far down the field in that amount of time. So it really does not work out in favor of him trying it downfield. Plus, we've seen it a couple times to CD, a couple times last week. I remember one to Kevontae Turpin. Guys aren't getting open downfield, but they are getting open underneath. So you might as well utilize it the way you can.
All right, Kyle, it's Mike Bassick.
What's up, Mike?
You're a high school.
It's been like a year since you've asked a question in this segment.
It's not a cowboy question. You're a high school football fan.
Yeah, I am. Lots of good games this week.
Tell me about the national powerhouses of North Crowley versus Duncanville.
Ooh, man, I cannot wait for this game. I mean, these two met in the semifinals last year. And North Crowley had a shot going into that game, but they were young. They had a lot of juniors, a lot of class of 2025 guys last year, including their quarterback, Chris Jimerson, committed to North Texas, go Mean Green, committed to North Texas. He had 40 touchdowns and 3 interceptions in the 2023 season. So he was fantastic. They get beat significantly by Duncanville because it's Duncanville, and they've got the bigger line of scrimmage. They've got the better athletes across the board. And what do? They come back and they reload. That class of 2025 talent is back for North Crowley. Chris Jimerson, back for North Crowley. What does he do after 40 touchdowns and 3 interceptions last year? He puts up 44 touchdowns and 2 interceptions in the regular season alone, Mike Bassick. He was fantastic this year. Then you've got on the other side for Duncanville, Keelan Russell, who just was handed the Gatorade National Player of the Year Award. Trayvon Diggs went down there, gave him the award. He's nice. A 5-star Alabama signee who's about as good of a quarterback. He's actually the 13th highest-rated player in the history of 24/7 sports recruiting. Like he's up there with guys like Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields and some of these other high-caliber high school players that had the 5 stars and that are going on to the next level. He's incredible. So you've got a great quarterback matchup. Some of the best athletes in speed on the outside, and then the line of scrimmages between these two are littered with Division I talent. I think if I checked earlier in the year, so it's probably more so now, if these two would have met in like October, I think it would have been like 41 or 42 combined Division I offered players.
Holy crap.
At one time. It's something like that. It's an unbelievable – I don't have it in front of me. I'm just going off the top. But if we're talking about talented high school football teams, in my opinion, these are the best two in the country, and it's going to be an unbelievable game.
And this game,
it's probably the most anticipated game I've ever had to cover.
And this game is in Allen, correct?
Yep.
Yes, and if it's not sold out, I don't know what's wrong with Dallas-Fort Worth.
Is it Friday night or Saturday?
Saturday.
Saturday afternoon, and then
should be good weather, should be solid all the way through. It's going to be crazy.
Everyone will be at Martin House for our event, but you know, I get it.
I have another question.
You just move it to Allen.
Ooh.
Denton Ryan versus Highland Park. Those are, I know South Oak Cliff is playing, like there's a lot here, but I know you're a high school football guy. I was thinking about going to this game just because I have a friend's son who is on the Highland Park team. Where is that game at? Because when I click on UIL, it doesn't tell me where that game is at. And is Denton Ryan versus Highland Park, is that going to be a very tough game to pick?
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's about as coin toss as you can get. From Highland Park's got a young quarterback that I really like a lot. I think he's got a chance to go D1, kind of follow in the footsteps of some of those other great quarterbacks like a Chandler Morris and a John Stephen Jones that's had some success there. Denton Ryan may not have the high-end talent that they've had in the past, but they're still really well-coached. Dave Hennigan, one of the best coaches in the North Texas area, has that defense playing at a high level, despite maybe missing some of those great linebackers like an Anthony Hill. They had a guy a couple years ago, Jatavian Sanders, who the Cowboys will play this week. He's with the Carolina Panthers now. So they've got a ton of talent. That game's at the Star in Frisco, Mike.
Okay.
So it's here. Yeah. Friday night, Star in Frisco. At least that's what
I sold out. Am I too late?
I don't think so. I think you could probably find your way into that game. I'll double check that for you. Again, that was the conversation I had earlier in the week. I'll double check it, and then once I do, I'll text you.
Give me some sideline passes.
Okay, Mike.
Wow.
He works there.
I can
be there with the
160
kids suiting out for Highland Park.
I'll see what I can do. I would love to hook you up if I can.
Okay, thanks.
There you go. Yep. Thank you very much, Kyle.
How about me?
I didn't realize we were going to have all these high school conversations. That's fantastic. I would have studied up a little bit more.
State semifinals. Paradise playing Malakoff tonight. Get in on the action.
Busy weekend, man. Nice. Busy weekend.
No doubt. Southlake's playing this week, too, right? Longview? Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Southlake and Longview. But South Oak Cliff's in a big game, too, I think, too.
I believe that is correct.
Thank you very much, Kyle, for your time. We look forward to talking with you next week, man.
Yep, absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me.
There he goes, Kyle Yeomans, DallasCowboys.com.